When I work with restaurants as a marketing consultant, as a restaurant consultant, I see there are clear reasons why small restaurants stay small and big corporates continue to grow regardless of capital size. And I realize that is a matter of engagement level towards marketing. It's not about what they sell. It's not about how much they sell it for. It has nothing to do with it. And marketing doesn't necessarily mean advertising. The thing that you guys need to know is advertising is a part of a marketing act. If you search Google, if you Google marketing, there are a lot of definitions, you know, dictionary definitions of marketing. But my definition of marketing is a skill of putting yourself or your business in front of those who need your product or service. So it doesn't really matter how amazing your product or service is. If you don't have the skill to put yourself or your business in front of those people who need them, it's a waste. So what do small restaurants and big restaurants do differently when it comes to marketing? So first, we gotta know there are two types of marketing channels that restaurants can target. So number one is search engine channel. Second one is shorts-based channel. You might get what I just explained. So first one is search engine based channel. Second one is shorts based channel. Search engine based channels are channels where the traffic happens from searching. So people only think of Google, but it's yes and no. When people search something or specific keywords, go down, they will end up clicking a link. That's why you need to start building your presence in one of those platforms. The work of making your content more visible and noticeable in these search engine platforms is called SEO. I know you're already very familiar with the word, with the term SEO. The definition of SEO is the work of making your content more visible and noticeable in these type of search engine platforms. So there are a lot of traffic platforms when it comes to search engine based platforms. Number one is YouTube. So YouTube is a search engine platform where you upload a video. After a year, 2 years, even 5 years, 10 years, people can search a keyword and come into your video. Second one is blog. So blog, obviously you're writing all these things down in your blog, and all the things that you write down, that you wrote down, is based in search engine platform. So when people search certain keywords, they can directly traffic them into blog. Number three is podcast. So podcast is also a search engine based platform. There's a lot of times when someone else's podcast show up in Google when you search a certain keyword. Fourth one is LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is also a search based channel where you upload your posts or your blogs or whatever that you post in LinkedIn. It's searched from Google. It's a search based platform. It works as an SEO. And the last one is website. So obviously website, if you build your website properly, all the traffic can come there, and it all happens by search engine channel. And there are a lot of different tactics of how to execute, how to utilize these channels, and everybody does a different way. There's nobody who's very, very successful, or a business that is very, very successful, that doesn't do any of those. At least they're playing one or two games in the search engine channel. It's just about what kind of tactic they're using to grow their business. The good thing is the advantage of using the search engine channel is you can make people come to you or to your business. You don't have to search for customers. You don't have to go out and look for clients. You can make people come to you by building your strong brand. It works as a long-term asset. So I always like to compare search engine channel as a real estate. When Instagram and TikToks are like cars, when you drive a fancy car in front of people, and they will see you and they will be wow at your car. It's just like Instagram. When you post something nice, when you create something nice and post it on Instagram, people will react on that post. And as soon as the post is done, the engagement dies. But for search engine platforms, once you upload something, your content is visible for years and years. And even after a decade later, people will still search something and they can come into your contents. So I always like to describe it as a real estate. When you buy it, when you take care of it properly, it becomes your asset in a longer term. Number three is people build trust with you at their own pace. And that's a very, very important factor when it comes to selling something online, and when it comes to building your online business. It's very, very important to build a trust relationship between you and your customers. It is a perfect tool to actually utilize that. The only bad thing, the only downside of the search engine platform is that it takes a long time to build. You have to be really consistent. You really have to keep doing it even though you don't have any results right now. And that is the worst part, and that is the hardest part of executing search engine contents. It's just like when you first start your YouTube channel, you gotta just keep creating contents and you gotta keep putting out those contents even though you don't see any results. And that is the hardest part of search engine channels. Doesn't really matter what kind of contents you put out there. It can be blog, podcast, LinkedIn. When you first post something, when you first start to grow your channel, nobody gives a shit, nobody watches you, nobody listens to you. So you gotta just keep going even though it doesn't work. That is the most important point when it comes to growing your search engine contents. The second channel is short spaced channel, which you guys already might know is short spaced, literally means short spaced. So Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, or TikTok contents. The good thing about this short space channel is very, very easy to traffic people to your contents through your shorts. It's very easy to attract people. It's very easy to draw people's attention. And it's also very, very easy to drive traffic to your brand. So it can also be a very fast way to grow your business and grow your brand and grow your social proof. It can be a very easy way because the result is direct. The result is just right there. As you post, when this post goes up, when the engagement goes up, the views just go up in a very short time, and in like a day, in a week, you get thousands of followers. That's how short space channel works. The good thing about using short space channels are it's quick and easy to produce contents. You can always produce contents within a minute, you know, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, it's up to you. And as I mentioned already, you can grow your social proof really, really quick. And that is one of the biggest advantage of using a short space channel. And I think it also has the highest return of investment when it comes to awareness. You can let people know that you exist, that your business exists in the cheapest cost and the shortest period amount of time. But there are quite a lot of downsides when it comes to using a short space channel. I mean, it doesn't really work with your business when your business customers don't live in social media. But when it comes to restaurants, it's a different story because a lot of restaurant customers, they live in social media and a lot of the businesses happen in search-based channel. So for restaurants, I definitely recommend using short-based channel as their basic marketing tool. The downsides are, you know, even though you have a lot of followers or viewers or audience, they are less likely to take action. It means they are less likely to convert into sales. And it is very, very hard to build a trust relationship between you or your business with these customers. It's very hard to build a relationship. As we just discussed for the search engine channel, when you produce long form contents like podcasts or YouTube videos, you know, blogs, people take their time to consume those contents. They are at their own pace to get to know you and your business. So down the road, it is very easy as long as you speak the right words and speaking to the right audience. It is not that hard to get people's trust and make a deal. Because the hardest thing when it comes to sales is the trust. People don't buy from you because of your trust. Because they don't trust you or your business. So short space channels are very, very hard to build trust between you and your customers. And your old contents are not reached anymore. So your old contents are dead. On the other hand, search engine channels, when your contents are up there, it lives there forever. As long as the search engine is there, your contents live there. But for short space channel, your old contents that you put out even 3 months ago, it's not even visible. So the thing I want to emphasize in this episode is your contents dictate your branding. It's not a separate thing. It's not about your branding and marketing is separate. Whatever the contents that you put out there, it dictates your branding. Depending on what kind of contents that you produce to the audience, how you speak to the people dictates your branding. So you got to be very, very considerate when it comes to crafting your message, crafting your voice, and who you're speaking to. So ultimately, what do they do different? What do successful restaurants and small restaurants, what do they do different? You know, the reason why 90% of restaurants, they focus on growing their Instagram is that most of the time, restaurant customers decide to visit for the first time through Instagram posts or ads or through influencers. Just letting you know, influencer marketing is a part of a tactic of the short space channel. It's not a type of channel. It's one of the tactics they use in a short space channel. Through influencers, ads, or posts. That's how they decide to visit for the first time. However, the fact that they're focusing on Instagram, it means that those restaurants are missing so many opportunities that could happen through other channels such as YouTube, podcasts, or blog. The biggest difference that successful restaurants and small restaurants have is they spend building their time. They spend a lot of time and energy on building their long-term branding through search engine contents. That is the biggest difference. This opens up a different level of market size and business opportunities. Because in restaurants, dining service is not the only service that restaurants can offer. If you have a proper opportunity, you could do a catering service, you could service a lot of minor size of group of people, a different type of service. So by doing a search engine contents, you could open up a whole different level of opportunities when it comes to business. And lastly, the best restaurant marketing strategy that I would like to recommend to you through my experience is, of course, the highest ROI restaurant marketing strategy in a short term is using proper tactics in Instagram by running ads or by using influencer marketing, bloggers, increasing your engagements, stuff like that. But in a longer term, if you really want to increase your ROI with your branding, you gotta start participating in search engine contents. And if you realize, Instagram and TikTok are being done by everybody right now. And you can't win just by doing one channel or by doing that everybody does. So I got three recommendations for you. One is a podcast about your food. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really have to be podcasting about your restaurant or about the food that you're selling. You don't have to advertise anything on your podcast, but just podcast about your knowledge, just podcast about your life, just podcast about who you are or what kind of business you own. You know, daily stories or business or restaurant stories or like stuff like that. Just podcast anything about that. Grow your blog. So the second thing is grow your blog about, you know, tutorial, you know, how-tos, you know, recipes, or informative resources from your restaurants. And believe me, people read those blogs. And third is YouTube, your cooking videos. Same thing, tutorials, how-tos, business-related content. People want to see how restaurant business works. You know, if it's really great if you can open up your business and showcase your business to other people. Like, what are the things that happen in your restaurants? There are a lot of contents that you could do in your restaurants. There are a lot of things that you can utilize. And I believe to stand out in the market, in every type of business, to stand out in the market, like, you need to shift your business model from a restaurant to the media company that sells food. So you're not owning a restaurant. You're not running a restaurant. You're running a media company that sells food. It looks the same from outside. It looks like a restaurant, right? It looks like a place where you go and dine. But inside, from operations, is a totally different approach. And remember, media companies, they don't skip producing contents. They're not like, oh, I'm lazy today, I'm not gonna produce any contents. You know, I posted yesterday, so I'm not gonna post today. Media companies don't do this, right? So remember, you are a media company owner that sells food. So that's it for today, guys. I'll see you in the next one.